here at SAS Global Forum, the final morning of the conference, and I'm speaking with colleague and author Naeem Siddiqui. Hi, Naeem. It's good to see you here.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Excited about the conference and also looking forward to a little relaxation after the end of this today.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about what you're doing here.
I'm manning the SAS credit scoring for banking booth here, and I'm talking to customers about the solution, showing them the solution, talking to existing customers, and getting some feedback on what they like about the solution, what they want to see changed about the solution. So getting a lot of feedback and just listening most of the time.
Are you enjoying it?
I am. This is my first SAS Global Forum.
Oh, congratulations.
And I am enjoying it. However, I'm kind of tied to my booth for 2.5 days. So, but I do take some time to walk around and see some of the things, yes.
Is there any feedback that you'd like to share from customers about the product? Or
we have a lot of feedback on some features of the product that we're working on, and we're going to try and incorporate them in the next release or any of the releases as soon as possible.
Well, tell us a little bit about your book, Credit Risk Scorecards, that it's part of the Wiley and SAS business series.
The book, Credit Risk Scorecards, is written as a business-level guide for practitioners on how to build a scorecard from start to finish, how to implement it, how to use it to make better business decisions. But all of this is done from a business perspective. Scorecard development involves a lot of statistical knowledge, but it also involves a lot of business knowledge to build a good scorecard. And so what I've done is I've written this book that allows a non-statistician or a non-technical user to be able to get a good understanding of what the process is. And so the other unique thing about the book is the only book where you have a step-by-step guide on how to build a scorecard. So start to finish, do this first, and then do this, and then do this, and this is why you should be doing it.
Well, it's done really well for us, and we appreciate your being one of our authors. And do you have any other books in you think, in the future?
My current travel schedule doesn't allow me to write a lot of books right now, but I have two co-written papers that were presented at this conference, one on reject inference using memory-based reasoning, and the other one on dealing with low default portfolios through something called a shadow rating approach. So these days I'm collaborating on writing papers, not so much on writing a volume.
Well, thank you for taking time to speak with me this morning. It's a pleasure seeing you.
Thank you, Shelley.